You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Jews worked hard to get power over our minds. Since the late 19th century, they've been buying up and building media empires. And now, except for the growing but still far too small alternative media, like National Vanguard, they've practically got a monopoly on the retinas and eardrums of the slack-jawed millions. And the Jews hated and still hate the beautiful world we white people naturally build for ourselves when left alone. The all-white schools and parks and workplaces, the clean cities where women and children did not fear to tread. They hated our beautiful world because they were considered to be different by most of us, and on rare occasions were even excluded here and there by sensitive or far-seeing or long-suffering whites. They even managed to get themselves thrown out of some countries. On 109 occasions, I read somewhere, the most recent one being Germany. But read their literature, and you will see them wailing about various holocausts all the way back to classical times.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
I'm a mom, a business owner, and a patriot, but I am not a politician. A few years ago, I founded a nonprofit to defend voters' rights and stop election fraud. We exposed corruption, so the corruptors wanted me silenced. The IRS, FBI, ATF, OSHA, and a U.S. congressman turned my life upside down. Their investigations were invasive, abusive, relentless, and political. They demanded every social media message I'd ever posted, the name of every group I'd ever spoken to, and every word I spoke. I was supposed to give up, but I am not a victim. I'm an American, and I will not stand by and watch while our freedoms are picked off. An attack on one right is an attack on every right. So, I fight. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Anti-fascists say you need a new country. They say you need communism. Communism? Do they think the world can run on flaky ideology like that? Maybe you need some different skinny jean punks. Maybe you need the National Socialist Movement. Yeah, that's better than a new country.
To learn more about the National Socialist Movement, go to nsm88.org.
So they used their money and their media power to gain control over the political process. Buying politicians, offering politicians illicit or perverted sex in camera-filled rooms, threatening to relentlessly attack politicians in the press over every little item in the dossiers they keep on all of them, and building up their opponents in the press so they'll be defeated, and then following through with those threats if the politician won't play ball. And they succeeded. They did gain a large degree of control over the political process in white countries around the world. Once that happened, they were able to get the laws they didn't like repealed or rewritten, and they got the laws they wanted passed by the guilty, smiling liars some people still call legislators. Laws that pay their racial state, Israel, $38 billion, plus $4 or $5 billion, who's counting, yearly, stolen from the pockets of working men and poor grandmothers. Laws that give more than 90% of the anti-terrorism security funds to Jewish groups, while whites who are victims of shootings and attacks have to fend for themselves. Laws that forbid us from hiring our own and forcing us to hire more blacks, more mestizos, more Muslims, and more of whatever they tell us to hire. Laws that forbid us having our own neighborhoods. Laws that require us to send our innocent children into schools where feral and sexually aggressive third worlders are out of control, and where indoctrinated, white-hating teachers have a lesson plan very light on real science and math and history, and very heavy on teaching those same terrorized white kids that their ancestors were evil and worthless, and that the most virtuous thing they can do with their lives is work hard every day to bring about a world in which white people no longer exist. And that's not even mentioning how they've used their media power to twist our sexuality in some very unhealthy and genocidal directions. And they did this not only in America, but just about everywhere in the white world. Yes, they got almost exactly the laws they wanted when they wanted them. They've gone so far in their white-hating frenzy that millions of whites are waking up. That's making the Jews react with even more fury and more extreme hate. They know their power is built on lies and hate and oppression and genocide, and they're terrified about what might happen to them if enough of us figure out what they have in store for us. So, having already overplayed their hand, they feel compelled to overplay it even more to stamp out the rising awareness. They call it hate, of what they're really all about. For the moment, they're still riding high. They still get the action they want from our corrupt lawmakers and law enforcement agencies all over the Western world. So, what are they doing with that power? Just yesterday, they demanded and got the arrest and imprisonment of Britain's Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson is a pretty gutsy guy who protests loudly and creatively against the invasion of Britain by brown-skinned Muslims from the Middle East and Africa. And he's very careful. So careful, I don't like him, in fact. He's careful to never call the Muslims he criticizes brown or non-white. That would be racial, you see. And Tommy Robinson would rather die than be thought a racist. So he always just calls the invaders Muslims and restricts his language to their religion alone. Since saying that white people deserve to keep their homeland would be racist and bad. He loves homosexuals, he says, avoiding another Jew-enforced taboo. He's also very careful to never criticize Jews. The Jews are wonderful, according to Tommy Robinson. He pretends not to notice the fact that the Jews were the ones who opened the borders to the Third World Invasion. He pretends not to know that they are the authors of the laws forbidding anyone to criticize the invasion, too. But being careful didn't help him much. The Jewish-run media attack him and slander him almost to the point of calling for his head daily, if not hourly. The Jews are smarter than Tommy Robinson thinks they are. They don't respond well to his fawning on them and praising them. They know he opposes their race-mixing, open borders, genocidal agenda. They suspect him of secretly wanting white Britain to continue to exist. So they go all out against him. And now they have arranged for his arrest. The charge against Tommy Robinson, the ostensible reason for his arrest, is that he was allegedly breaching the peace. That phrase conjures up visions of someone throwing rocks through windows, breaking up a court proceeding with a gang of thugs, or beating people in the streets. But nothing like that happened. In Leeds Crown Court, a group of Middle Eastern invaders is on trial for sexually grooming and raping little white girls. There have been several such cases now in Britain, and likely tens of thousands of little white British girls have been corrupted, drugged half to death, sexually used, raped and made pregnant, and prostituted by these worthless animals. In some cases, for decades, while the authorities covered up for the non-white rapists and didn't report their crimes for fear of being called racists in the very PC prison island that Britain has become since the Jews rose to power there. Well, Tommy Robinson was at Leeds Crown Court yesterday, reporting on that trial. He wasn't in the courtroom, and he wasn't even inside the building. He was making a video and talking about the case into his microphone while standing on the public sidewalk. Nothing more. No disturbance, no threats, just a Facebook live stream and commenting on the case. A case, by the way, that is getting the absolute silent treatment from the Jewish-controlled U.S. media. Like we do here at the National Alliance, Tommy Robinson was creating his own alternative media. Not a single law was being broken. The police appeared out of nowhere and arrested him. He didn't understand why he was being arrested and had to ask them. But we know why he was being arrested, don't we? We know who gave the orders to the people who give the orders. As one wit put it, Tommy Robinson may not believe in the Jewish question, but the Jewish question certainly believes in him. Tommy Robinson could be facing more than a year in prison, where the cells are crammed with brown invaders who hate him almost as much as the Jews hate him. A journalist arrested for reporting on a public trial. This should be one of the cases of the century. Where are the TV reporters with outraged expressions on their faces? Where are the civil liberties loving op-eds? Where are the reporters who get all agitated whenever any reporter is arrested in Russia, even for jaywalking? Many observers have noted today that in modern Jew-run Britain, you may enslave and gang-rape white teenage girls for years or decades before anything is done about it. But if you're a white man and you merely talk about that crime and report on the trial, it's instant arrest within minutes of your arrival. Last year, I interviewed British activist Jez Turner on this program. He's the founder of the London Forum, where he invites intelligent, insightful speakers to give talks to others. And he makes a few rousing speeches himself. He's an open racial nationalist, as we all should be. Back in 2015, he made a speech which essentially said that the Jews have a great deal of power and influence in Britain. The Jews then proceeded to prove him absolutely correct by charging him with speech crime under laws which they themselves authored and passed over the sleeping heads of British dullards. He was convicted of saying truths that the world's richest ethnic group doesn't like to hear, and has recently been sentenced to a year in the same hellhole third world infested prisons that Tommy Robinson is headed for. Cruel and unusual punishment for any white man, but especially for a well-known white patriot. Turner knew that the deck was marked and stacked before his trial, with 12 aces up the sleeves of the corrupt system prosecutors, just in case an honorable man or two tried to break up the frame. He said, quote, "Looks like I may be going away for a while, a free vacation at Her Majesty's pleasure. But whatever happens, I'll have a show trial first, and I'll make sure that I give them a show and go down fighting." Close quote. He then spoke four lines that might well be regarded as a motto in verse for his fellow truth-telling comrades. Quote, "Never give up, never give in. Despite the odds, we will win." Close quote. In 2016, a French writer named Hervé Risson made a couple of tweets through his Twitter account. He said that organized Jewry was, 1, guilty of innumerable crimes, and 2, was guilty of the murder of millions of Eastern Europeans. France is another country where the Jewish power structure has been able to dictate the laws. And naturally, they dictated laws making saying such things a quote-unquote crime. Monsieur Risson was recently sentenced to 2 months in prison, one for each tweet, I suppose. And now he faces further imprisonment, 3 years, for writing a book that Jews don't like. The Jews are denying that they have any malign or excessive influence in our societies, and if we dare to claim otherwise, they'll have us thrown in prison. Proving their critics correct, and we hope, adding greatly to their number. Another critic, and a very witty one at that, is Britain's Alison Chablaws. Miss Chablaws is a talented singer, and she had posted some satirical songs on YouTube. She poked gentle fun at Jewish sacred cows. And as a result, just today, she was found guilty of, quote, 2 counts of causing an offensive, indecent, or menacing message to be sent over a public communications network. Close quote. She's expected to be sentenced next week. Offensive, indecent, menacing. Talk about Jewish doublespeak. Remember, this is the group that vends the grossest pornography with impunity. The group that in their racial state incinerates unarmed protesters and keeps an entire group of indigenous people in an open-air concentration camp for decades. No prison time for them. Oh, no. But make fun of them and their holy myths, and it's prison time for you. Some of us know where the Jews want this to end. they want and are, as you can readily see, building up to a new version of the NKVD, the early Soviet secret police, whose knock on the door at 3 a.m. meant you were never going to see your wife or son or daughter or father again. The NKVD was overwhelmingly staffed by Jews, and in Bolshevik Russia, note this well, anti-Semitism was punishable by death. A wise man once pointed out to me that it takes the Jewish media a couple of decades of mental conditioning to convince you that it is evil to fight against evil. But it may take only a single moment of clarity, of clearly seeing what is really happening, to correct your moral compass. May this program today have provided you with such a moment. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. We need your help to continue. Please send us the largest contribution you can afford to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Make your life count. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to keep on thinking free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Radio. Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
This is a fascinating look at one of the most lied about periods in the history of mankind. In keeping with our motto, free movies, free minds, free speech, I ask that you watch, you decide. A statement made by UndergroundDocumentaries.com in 2013. The only untold story of World War II you will ever need to know.
You have done a magnificent job. The visual impact that people will experience when they see what you have produced, you've been very impartial in your presentation, and you have allowed the people, the viewers, to make up their own mind. You present the evidence, and anyway, it's an honor to have you on the program.
I want to say that the work that Dennis Wise has undertaken and accomplished, and the value of this work cannot be underestimated at this time, especially. He has undertaken to present actual information about the most controversial period in human history. We have been given a narrative that has painted a picture, an image for the world to consume. And we have to look at this. The reason this is so important this time for everyone to look at is we have to challenge the lies. Okay, that's one thing right there, just from a moral standpoint. In our time today, it is more than that, just a morality. It is a matter of physical survival itself, because we have to look at this period and look at exactly what happened, which Dennis Wise has presented to us in his great accomplishment that he has put together there. We have to look at what happened. Who had power in 1945? It was Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt. And what did they do with this power? As again illustrated in his great work, The greatest story never told. Yes, if you want to see the dangers that are facing the world today, just watch this film. One can see the actual facts, indisputable facts, of what really happened at that time.
To find out more on this phenomenal documentary series on Adolf Hitler and World War II, go to thegreateststorynevertold.tv.
I'm a mom, a business owner, and a patriot, but I am not a politician. A few years ago, I founded a nonprofit to defend voters' rights and stop election fraud. We exposed corruption, so the corruptors wanted me silenced. The IRS, FBI, ATF, OSHA, and a U.S. congressman turned my life upside down. Their investigations were invasive, abusive, relentless, and political. They demanded every social media message I'd ever posted, the name of every group I'd ever spoken to, and every word I spoke. I was supposed to give up, but I am not a victim. I'm an American, and I will not stand by and watch while our freedoms are picked off. An attack on one right is an attack on every right. So, I fight. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.